Welcome to our very first podcast. Today I'm here together with Damien and Yvette from the world of Yes. We will take you through everything that's going on in facilities management when it comes to talent. How can you as a facilities organization gain and retain the right or young talent? The world of Yes helps organizations with the issue on a daily basis, and we help match young facility talent to awesome organizations all around the world. With this series of podcasts, we will dig deeper into different topics to help you gain and retain the best talent. Okay, let's start out talking to Damien. She's the youngest generation to enter the job market, Generation Z. She's the perfect professional to give you her point of view as a young professional. So Damien, what are important elements for you when you're looking for a job?
When I'm looking for a job, I think it's very important if a company is very diverse, which means I would like to work in a team that has different professionals with all ages and experiences. And besides that, I think it's important if a company is focused on a healthy workplace for their employees.
And why do you think these elements are so important for you?
Well, I think different generations can learn a lot from each other. And a healthy workplace is important to me because I think a personal approach helps an employee a lot to feel appreciated and eventually to work more effectively.
Okay, that's quite interesting. And via what of channels would you be looking for a job?
I think at first I would look into my own network that I've built up in the last few years. I would ask around and let them know the elements that I find important. And then I will search the companies on LinkedIn and their websites to get a better picture. And in this way, I hope to find a job.
Okay, so for an organization, it's important to have an extensive network to engage the new generation. So Damien, thank you so much for your valuable input. On to our next expert, Yvette. I'd like to ask you to share some tips and tricks with our listeners to make sure they know what to do today to gain and retain talent tomorrow, especially in countries other than our home country, the Netherlands, where well-educated event professionals are not that common. Yvette, how can we make sure to get the right talent into our organizations?
Thank you, Sanna. Well, my first tip would be to make sure to have a corporate brand or a corporate image and to really align the corporate brand with the hiring process.
Okay, that makes sense. What would you look like for organizations? What can they do to align your corporate brand and hiring process?
Well, if you, for example, take a look at Google, everyone knows the brand so well because they really put down a perfect image of an innovative company, of a great employer, and so everyone wants to work at Google.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. Who doesn't want to work at an office slice and free ice cream, right?
Exactly. But it doesn't work like that for all organizations because we just don't have the budgets as Google does, which is not a bad thing, but it's just about being realistic and about see what we can do within our organizations. So my tip would be to make sure that you know what your organization stands for and make sure to market that in a big way which matches your organization. And then you can align the hiring process by, for example, changing the way people apply for a job or changing the channels you would use to have a job outing and the way that you use job texts. For example, if you work for a very creative organization, I can imagine that you don't want people to just send in a boring resume or a cover letter, but you want people to apply via a portfolio or a short video clip. And if you would want to do that, it doesn't make sense to post a job text that is very standard either. So you would have to reflect the company image in the writing style for the job text as well. And I really think that this way you will attract the certain type of professional that matches your organization and that will make facility management a bit more sexy in the process as well.
Okay, I totally agree. I'm mostly curious what Damien think about this. Would you be triggered by a different job text or application process?
Yeah, I think I would definitely be more attracted to it because it's the first impression you get from a company, and if that would be very boring or standard, then I wouldn't get a good impression of it and I would not think that it would fit me.
Okay, that's interesting. Thanks for your input. Yvette, can you please share your second tip with us?
Of course. So for my second tip, I would say that you have to take your current employees into account as well. Make sure that all employees are ambassadors for your company because it's very easy to forget about our current employees. But they are a very important part in the organization because they are really part of the image of your organization at this point. What they are telling others is a whole marketing tool in itself, I feel. So give them the opportunity to develop themselves, join network organizations, and visit events so that they can tell others about your organization.
Okay, can you give us some examples of network organizations that professionals can join?
Sure, so I think everyone knows about IFMA, for example, which is a worldwide organization. And then we also have organizations like EuroFM that are more based in Europe. And many network organizations also have different chapters per country or per region that you can join. And they really enable you to speak with different like-minded professionals from your area. And these network organizations not only give you the opportunity to develop yourself, but also to spread your enthusiasm about your organization, because at the end of the day, that will enable you to be an ambassador within the external environment as well, and that can help attract new talent.
Okay, you make a good point. So networking organizations play a very important role as an enabler.
Yes, exactly. And I think another development that we see happening is that organizations also offer rewards to employees that bring in new talent, which makes it extra interesting for your current employees to be an ambassador and really think long within the hiring process.
I can definitely imagine. I believe you have another tip to share with us.
I do. So my next tip would be to make it personal. Make sure that your organization is very approachable for the next generation, especially within the facility management market. For example, within our home base, the Netherlands, we have a large pool of educated facilities managers, which is an absolute luxury. So Dutch organizations have a large pool to recruit from, but unfortunately, this is definitely not the situation in a lot of other countries, as facility management is not always a career of choice for young professionals. So it really does get more difficult to attract young professionals. So by being very approachable as an organization, you would give young professionals the opportunity to get to know your organization a bit better.
Okay, but how can organizations just do that?
Well, I would recommend to organize walk-ins, for example. Make sure that the next generation can experience what facility management is. So what does a facility manager on an average day, what duties are involved, what people are you working with on a daily basis? And in that way, the professional gets a much clearer view of what facility management is and how his or her role would look like if they were to work in facilities management too. And if you would add your personal enthusiasm as an ambassador, I think you would definitely gain success in attracting new people and new professionals.
Well, that brings me to the next question. How do you get in touch with the young professional in the first place? How would you find the professional that are interested in the walk-in? Definitely for organizations that are located in areas which is facilities management is a bit unknown still. That could be very challenging.
Definitely very challenging. Great question. So I would suggest to collaborate with universities, for example. Despite the fact that there are little educational programs for facility managers worldwide, you may be able to look at business studies or engineering studies or architectural studies to see if there are students that are interested in facilities management. And to get engaged in the different programs, you can go to universities, for example, to offer a guest lecture. So you could ask to be a guest lecturer and that way tell the students about facilities management and get to know a lot of young talent right away. You could also look into opportunities for internships within your organizations, which would mean to hire a young talent that is still within the university college and to intern with you for a period of several months.
Wow, now we have some practical tips to work with. That's awesome. Thank you. Well, do you have a final tip for us now?
I sure do. So I think my final tip would be a very logical one from our perspective and from our daily work, but maybe it's even the most important one. I think that it's very important for organizations, but also for the sector, to look outside of our comfort zone. We are so used to getting knowledge and talent close by, but what if we would look outside of the box? Broaden your horizon, look at different opportunities to gain talent, such as international students, or talent from foreign countries, or even from different disciplines.
Sounds like a very engaging and new approach. Thank you for sharing your insights. Thank you to Damien and Yvette for joining me today and your input for the podcast. To our listeners, Should you have more questions about this topic, feel free to reach out to the World of Yes via the contact info in the description. Thank you for listening and hope you will join us next time.